Day 1. Becoming aware. No problem can be solved from the same level of consciousness that created it. Albert Einstein. Most people fail to achieve their dreams, not because they lack the intelligence, resources, or willpower, but because of lack of awareness that leads them to behave in ways that are not beneficial. These behavioral patterns repeatedly return in their lives and lead them to live a life they do not desire. Holding non-beneficial behavioral patterns by lack of awareness keeps us in the same loop, resulting in unhappiness. We are sleepwalking through life without realizing it. We must transform our level of consciousness to create a different, better, and more fulfilling life for ourselves. This means that we have to change, but we can only change when we become more conscious, more aware of ourselves and what leads us to behave in detrimental ways. Nature is constantly changing to adapt to the weather and the environment. The same is happening with the world around us. It is ever changing. If we are not willing to welcome change into our lives, especially inner transformation, or if we are not ready to become more insightful of ourselves and our behaviors, then we will be living our lives with an ever-growing gap between where we want to be and where we are today. This gap leads to unhappiness and confusion in our lives. I can tell you that this discontentment comes from a lack of awareness of who we really are and our true potential. It leads to fear of change. Fear of change is natural. Even though we need to make changes for our benefit and for those around us, some prefer things to stay the same. Often, being in a difficult situation is more comfortable for us than change. But in reality, if we are not improving and changing for the better, we are going backward. When you become aware that you want and even need to change your habits to live a more satisfying life, it will be hard at first, but if you don't make any change, your life will be much harder in the long run. Often, reaching this troublesome state is good for us. We need to suffer enough to be willing to grow. Therapy and medications try to stop our suffering, but it is through our discomfort that we grow. I was living with bulimia, an eating disorder, for 16 years. I obsessed about food, but no one knew about this. I was living a lie. I found the power to release this addiction and find a better path when I understood that not only did my habits need to change, but I did too. The way I perceived things needed to change. I had a distorted view of the world and myself within the world. I needed to become more aware. Earlier in my life, I used to prefer the easy way of doing things, and in the case of my eating habits, I found it much easier to vomit the foods I ate than to change them and myself. But I had to change from this childhood behavior to one of a responsible adult. I had to become more aware of what was triggering my behaviors and how thoughts and beliefs led me to behave in this way. I became aware that change is scary. I was scared to gain weight because I was afraid that I would not be lovable if I looked bad. I was also scared to lose the false perception of control. I was afraid I couldn't control my life. To make a long story short, I became aware of my power. I took responsibility for my situation. And when I changed myself, I changed my perspective, beliefs, thoughts, and physical actions. Everything changed for me. An external change can only follow an internal change. You can't succeed at life and be happy if you hold faulty beliefs, especially if you are unaware that your beliefs are inaccurate and false. Awareness is where it all begins. There is nothing at which you cannot succeed. You have to change your thoughts and beliefs to ones that are beneficial to you. You have to become more aware of who you really are and the power that lies within you. This may not be clear yet because you are still unaware of who you are and what needs to change and how to go about these changes. But this will become clear for you during the next 99 days. Meanwhile, print out the PDF journal that comes with this book and answer the questions for day 1. Now, go to the questions of the day and answer them. Afterward, state the affirmation of the day multiple times so it will seep into your consciousness and influence your life for the better in every field of life.